Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien along with Ken Evans and Sean Desay from Triumph MMA breaking down the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC heading back to Japan this weekend for Fuel 8. Going to be an interesting card. Lots of great fights. I'm very excited about these free fights because they're getting better and better and better. This one, couple interesting things. As Diego Sanchez comes down to 155 to fight Gomi, and Brian Stann goes up to 205 to fight Wanderlei Silva.
In Japan. Oh, no. Are there going to be ropes? I would love if there were a ring and there were ropes.
The two things you want right now are ropes and soccer kicks are the two things that you
want right now. Oh, yeah, and steroids. Buckets and buckets of vitamin S. For everybody. They just make them when you come through customs. Just eat these pills.
Right now.
Well, Overeem hands them out.
It's very fun.
Yes.
Overeem.
He's their ambassador.
He's the ambassador.
It's fun for these Japan cards, though, because it's a little bit of a wink, wink, nod to the super fans who have been watching since Pride. I mean, you see guys like Mark Hunt on this card, Gomi on this card, Silva on this card. So there's that kind of nod. And then guys who just encapsulate that warrior spirit. Badr Zada on this against Kim. That's going to be a great fight. Okami and Hector Lombard is going to be an awesome fight. But I'm telling you, if you're not excited for the Mark Hunt-Struve fight, you're not paying attention. Because combined, they're on a 7-fight win streak together. And Hunt has put together this like resurgence of his career and has become...
And he's done it all on Facebook fights, yeah, essentially,
right,
which is very strange.
But he's become this guy at heavyweight that you're just kind of in that Rudy-esque kind of rooting for him to get to that next level. Because... you know, you put together this win streak, and I want to see you get into that contention, and I want to see you fight Overeem and JDS and Kane and all, you know.
So fun.
And this is a step in the right direction. But we start with Wanderlei and Brian Stann, two guys who are absolutely going to go to war. Wanderlei, dangerous at all points, but I think really dangerous in Japan. You can say what you want about his best being behind him, and I would not disagree with you, but there's something about that country that just changes a dude when they get off a plane, especially when they've been there before.
Well, in case people don't understand why two middleweights are fighting at 205, Wanderlei didn't want to cut the weight for this fight.
Right.
So just let's clear that up. Because when I first heard this, I'm like, wait, they're both middleweights, and why are they fighting at 205? Because Brian was like, fine, I'll fight him at 205. I don't care. So cool. Yes, when Wanderlei is in Japan, he is a different monster. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the sushi
there's a lot to it, I think. There's a confidence level, obviously, when he was coming up and when he was so dominant. He was very comfortable there. So he's going to feel good there. He certainly knows the travel, which we always talk about whenever we do a card. I mean, England is a big deal. We talk about travel. I've been to Japan a couple times. That is a monster flight. It's 17, 18 hours.
I was
going
to say, it's 18 hours, right?
Something like ridiculous. That's after you spend 4 hours getting to freaking L.A., depending on where you are in the country.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a monster flight, depending on which one you take. You're basically traveling, I believe, to the future or the past. I mean, it's really strange.
The fight's already happened. We just won't
probably
tell you.
Probably. Yeah, it's one of the worst cases of jet lag I've ever had in my life. I was there a couple times. So
your mark.
Wanderlei, he knows the travel. He knows the country. He knows where he's probably going to sleep. He knows all of these things. Brian Stann is walking in to basically a lion's den here. And it's going to be a tough go for him to win this fight. To a guy who's going to be essentially on his home turf.
Because I was just going to say, for those of you who'd never watched in Pride, you have to understand that this might be more of an advantage to Wanderlei than if he were to fight in Brazil.
Yeah, I think equally, you know, he's got a great fan base, but in Japan, they just love Wanderlei.
Well, Brazilians love all Brazilian fighters.
Yes, right.
The Japanese love Wanderlei Silva.
I think the only two people that would rival that, Rampage would be one of them. And a fighter that you might not be familiar with, which is Sakuraba, would be the other.
Yeah.
The top three in Pride.
Sakuraba is like the president.
That would be
the
top three in Pride in my mind.
Yeah, I think so. I think honestly, Mark Hunt, who's on this card, is pretty high up there.
Can you imagine the fights, like being in the crowd when Sakuraba was fighting either Wanderlei or Rampage back then? Imagine like with that Tokyo. Was it the Tokyo Dome?
Oh, probably, or Saitama Superdome,
there
one or the other.
And they were just, anyways, good fight.
I expect this to be a great fight. Wanderlei 2-4 in his last six fights. Brian Stann 4-2. So, again, you've got a guy who's on a better side of the win streak against Wanderlei, who's best years are certainly behind him, but I really think Japan is kind of the X factor, so it should be exciting. Mark Hunt and Stefan Struve, as we talked about, this is a tremendous fight at heavyweight of two guys who are experts in kickboxing in a country that is in love with Mark Hunt. Stefan Struve has fought in Pride, and so this is no big shakes for either one of these two guys, but again, a fun fight. Both of them want to get back into that elite echelon of the heavyweight division, because as we've talked about, guys, the most storied career in the heavyweight division at this point, and this is going to say a lot, is Brock Lesnar, because he's held the belt longer than anybody. Hang on.
I know. This guy.
But my point is that you hate him.
I agree, Eric.
And he's gone.
Of course you do.
My point is, guys in the heavyweight division don't keep the belt for long. So it's exciting as a fan to see these two guys who I really think could be fun fights in the future for whoever ends up holding that belt. If it's Kane for a minute, if it's JDS again, if Overeem gets in there, if Bigfoot Silva gets it, whatever it's going to be, right. These guys, you're getting a glimpse at what could be happening in 2013 or 2014.
I think you guys do this on purpose.
We really don't.
He didn't even tell me that.
Nope,
He's reading facts.
Five years from now, and you guys are going to still bring up.
Well,
maybe.
Hopefully yeah. That record has been shattered 5 years from now.
I doubt it. Well, Brock will be back soon to reclaim his throne, so that'll be making that a moot point. I do have a question. Do you think either of these guys is going to want to go to the ground? I think the first guy that would be willing to
Stefan.
Do it might have an advantage. Yeah,
Stefan will take it
because they're both K1 kind of guys.
Is no joke, yeah. You know
that's true. I mean, he's got the length, but then you go on the ground with Mark Hunt, you're giving up a weight advantage clearly there for Stefan Struve.
And if you ask Vanderlei Silva, it's not a place that you want to be against
no,
Mark Hunt.
No, so this
I can see Mark Hunt coming with an overhand right from all the way from New Zealand. You know, coming over the top, and if it misses,
I could see a leg kick
another
to
one
the,
coming
to the body that would end this fight. I could see him just crumple Struve with one of those leg kicks.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy, and this is a very exciting fight.
He can take a punch.
he can.
He certainly can. Another exciting fight, Gomi and Diego Sanchez. Gomi 2-2, Sanchez 2-3. Sanchez has obviously been at 170 for a while and has come back down. He beat Paulo Thiago and Campman, then lost to Jake Ellenberger and is now down at lightweight for this fight, I'm guessing only because – I don't think at any point does Diego Sanchez want the murderer's row of 155 again.
This is going to be a good fight because they're both southpaws.
Yes.
So that's going to be really interesting because, I mean, usually one has, you know, when you're up against an orthodox, you know, southpaw has a little bit of advantage because it's the funny angles. But like Diego, you know, he's pretty good. But I haven't seen Diego up against a natural southpaw in a while, nor Gomi. So this should be a good fight right here.
Yeah, but they can rarely train against other southpaws too, so it could be awkward and terrible.
One that won't be awkward or terrible is Yushin Okami and Hector Lombard, and here's why. I think Hector got the bug in that last UFC fight and kind of knows what he needs to do, and he will not allow Okami to outfitch him in this fight, if you will, and make this a boring fight. Lombard is going to, I think, is going to go nuts and want to win this quickly.
If Hector just touches his chin, you know, and keeps trying to touch it and keeps trying to touch it, that's what makes Okami shut down. You know, Okami's great. He's got literally A to Z, every technique done. He's done it over and over and over. But when you touch Okami's chin, he kind of backtracks. He's like, whoa, what's going on? And then keep touching it. And next thing you know, that guy's on the ground. So, I mean, Hector has a very good chance because he's so heavy-handed to win this fight.
And then, of course, your up-and-coming favorite, Badrzada, is kicking off the card against Kim. A big test for him, but I think he's game for it.
I think he can pull it off. I mean, you know, it's a good matchup. I don't know where exactly he's going to be traveling from to get to Japan. I don't know where he's training at, but hopefully, like what Ken was talking about earlier, that's a monster travel. If he can get there and, you know, settle in and, you know, get
but
everything
a week
going.
Should be good, guys, right?
Yeah,
or no?
A week
I mean,
because
they make you do media like a week out, so it's not like they don't get to fly in Friday for weigh-ins.
I don't know. It's a long travel thing. It depends too. You know, who's got boots on the ground, so to speak, before they get there. And we talked about that earlier with Vanderlei Silva.
Yes.
He's obviously got boots on the ground. He knows where he's going to eat. I think that's more important than even the flight, which can be terrible depending on where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously Kim's probably going to have some more connections there and have things more set up being in Asia and in Japan than obviously, you know, his opponent in this fight. So that's where I think that difference comes in. Obviously not as big a deal though, as I think we're going to see with Wanderlei Silva at the top of that card.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great fight. Follow along with all the results on Twitter and on Facebook. Search WOW Show. Not the one I wanted to hit. And when we get back,
that's a good one. I like this one.
I'll figure it out eventually. When we get back, we'll talk some tough because this season just keeps getting better and better and better and better. And I honestly think, as I talked about on Twitter on Tuesday night, I think that Chael could do this and ruin the UFC forever.
We alluded to this last week slightly.
He doesn't ruin anything, by the way.
We'll talk about it next. It's Way of the Warrior.